This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't
recently.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give a quick shout out and a welcoming to Fred, owner, operator at KQSP, Shakopee, Minnesota, 1530 AM and 91.1 FM. We are being carried live, and we appreciate your trust. We will do our best not to fail you in any sense of the word, by the grace of God. In saying that, friends, again, much to cover. We have a state representative jumping online with us at 12:35 their time. That would be 2:35 Central, my time. In saying that, what sparked this all on, for the reason being that I would have a representative jump online with us, because there's a bill that's being brought forth that you might want to take a little interest in, that's being pushed through on a federal level under this administration. Now, to take that, I'll let him explain that at the 12:35 mark, at the 2:35 mark, wherever you are at concerning your time zone. And I was in Minneapolis and seeing the headline of the Minneapolis Star. They call it the Star, Communist Star, here in Minneapolis. And it said right on the cover of the magazine, the papers, headline news, Minneapolis, majority of Americans want to tighten gun legislation. And me understanding and knowing statistically what the truth of the matter is, I knew that this was, again, pushing propaganda. And it's interesting because right after I seen the headline, I said, isn't it absolutely interesting, America? Here, just think about this. Isn't it interesting that your representatives, instead of magnifying the law to preserve your freedoms, isn't it interesting how they are on a 24/7 basis, 30 days a month, friends, 365 days a year, working to change your system of government. And again, this has been going on for a long time in this country. But in saying that, did you know that there are 90 guns per every 100 people in this country? Now, keep in mind, you have 325.7 million people in this country. Now, if what the papers were saying and the CIA-controlled media was saying was true, do you think that there would be 90 guns per every 100 people? And isn't it interesting as well, I told you of a conversation I had with an attorney over the weekend. I shared it with you on Saturday. He said that it seems like every time they attempt to pass through new gun legislation attempting to encroach upon your God-given rights, he said, it seems like these incidents are prepackaged. It seems like someone's out there working to make sure that these things happen right before they pass this legislation, like we just seen yesterday again in Nashville area. And I'm not saying that every one of them, folks, is them behind these false flag attacks, but I am saying, do you notice the timing of these events? I attend to agree with this attorney. But you also got to remember what Mr. Gestapo, Adolf Hitler, and his SS, namely Joseph Mengele, said. He said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it. Yeah, because the people have been so deceived. And just think about this, what's happening in this country right now concerning gun legislation. This is happening under a president that America seems to be just falling all over concerning this president. And it's literally blowing me backwards that people don't have enough vision to see what's really going on here. Of course, while the American people are asleep, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the opposite of what we say, and it's exactly what I was talking about on Saturday, friends. The opposite is being done concerning the things that you're told concerning the present administration, period. If you'd like to prove otherwise, 1-866-582-9933, over 100 outlets across the country are waiting for you to correct me, okay? The opposite of what is being said is being done. Now, just to bring it a step further, there are 90 guns per every 100 people. And not only does this arsenal among the American people make it a force to be reckoned with against those who would seek to dominate the U.S. population, hello, but these weapons are the means of fighting against tyranny and oppression, as our forefathers stated. And it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, when we see and we read of the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights and how we need a new interpretation by some demoralized, debased, black-robed tyrant out of Washington, D.C., as if they mean to interpret, when in fact, if you knew anything about your founding documents, they have no business interpreting anything outside of discovering and applying the law that says, thou shall not, period. And keep in mind, your Bill of Rights are rights. And those that are attempting to take away your rights are those that you delegated authority to do so. They cannot act outside of their scope of authority. Now, when I take that to the father of the Constitution named James Madison, he said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which only can end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. Now, is that exactly what you're seeing today? Yep. Little by little, they're trying to use gun crimes, friends. Those that are pulling the trigger, the gun doesn't do it without the one that made the choice to commit the crime. But every time a crime is committed with a weapon, it's interesting how they blame the American people for the crimes of the law-abiding citizen, might I add, concerning the one that committed the crime with a gun. And this is exactly what's happening. And by the way, Samuel Adams, a Massachusetts ratifying convention, said in 1782 that the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. But America, what are they doing? And again, keep in mind, going to the Declaration of Independence again, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So they are only doing what you allow them to do. Because you're giving them delegated authority to attempt to disarm you. When this state representative gets on the radio program with us in about 20 minutes here, you're going to be blown away at what federal government's doing right now. It's the unthinkable, to say the least. We're going to come right back to this very topic. It's that important, friends. Forefathers face off with modern politicians. Again, the Second Amendment, friends, is a God-given right, not a privilege. Not a privilege, but they are working hard day and night to disarm you under this current administration like never before, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube, Bradley Dean. Punch in those words. They will pop up. My YouTube page will. Check out those videos. They will bring about resolve concerning the issues at hand today. Also, check out our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please do. Phone lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Have a state rep jumping on the line with us in about 20 minutes here, about 15 minutes now, it looks like. With that said, folks, you're going to be shocked at what this federal government is trying to pass through on a federal and a national level without your knowing about it. Now, this all started because of the headlines in the papers. And by the way, you do need to understand, America, this isn't happening in the dark. They're doing this in the light of day, the things that are taking place. The only thing that they're doing is covering up these false flag events. But in saying that, friends, headlines in Minneapolis, majority of Americans want to tighten gun legislation. Isn't that crazy? Now, when you look at the Second Amendment, again, it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what's happening? There's infringement. There's encroachment, friends. And we're seeing it under this current administration. Things that Barack Hussein Obama wouldn't dare do, he's doing it now, this administration is, because the people are asleep. Scripture tells us that when the enemy slept, people slept, the enemy sowed tares. And that's exactly what's happening here. I shared with you over the weekend, friends, that this current administration has now got and now has a gun manufacturer business shut down. Again, keep in mind, this didn't happen. This didn't happen under Barack Hussein Obama. It's happening under Donald Trump. Again, Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which only can end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate governments. Illegitimate government, friends. And exactly what we're seeing with that is when these federal judges, as if to suggest they're above the law, again, read Article 3, Section 1, as if to suggest they're above God's law who gave us our rights, whereas we, the people, delegate to our representatives, our employees. I don't care if they're a federal judge, a local judge, whatever the case is, they work for us, and they are to discover and apply law. If they go outside of good behavior, you impeach them and you prosecute them, Article 2, Section 4, period. Now, with that said, there are 90 guns per every 100 people in this country. The socialists and communists would have us believe that America, because she has so many guns in the hands of private citizens, that she would have the greatest per capita murder rate as well. Well, that would be a false assumption. The number one country with the highest murder rate is a socialist country, Honduras. Isn't that crazy, America? And again, how is it being sold to you that America is, man, we are the top nation in the world. We have a serious problem with killing each other up. No, we're the greatest stumbling block to the New World Order, armed citizens. Keep that in mind, Christians. Keep that in mind, patriots. Keep that in mind, conservatives. You're the stumbling block to the New World Order. And if they can disarm you, guess what? They can simply enslave you. And guess what they're looking to do, America? Just that. And that's all history teaches us. It doesn't teach us anything else. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Listen carefully. George Mason, referencing advice given to British Parliament by the Pennsylvania governor, Sir William Keith, the debates in the several states' conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14th, Flag Day, 1788. You know what he said? To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. And when we look at dictators of the past, once people are disarmed, what happens, friends? Mass genocide. Oh, Bradley, you're just trying to scare people. No, I'm not trying to scare you. If I'm trying to scare you any direction, it's to scare you straight concerning what dictators have been by showing you statistics and what they have done concerning the people once they were disarmed. Hello? That's a faithful witness, friends, that delivereth the people. You know, here it is. This is the whole of the matter. Don't get rid of your arms and your right to bear arms, friends. Get rid of criminal politicians. It's that simple. Let me say it again. Don't get rid of your right to bear arms. Don't get rid of your guns. Again, keep in mind, they're rights. They're not privileges. Get rid of the criminal politicians, because if you don't get rid of the criminal politicians, friends, your guns are going to be ridded. Let's put it that way. They are going to be taken away, and you know what this is all about. Don't sit there, America, and act like you don't know what this is about. You know what this is about. You know what the history of disarmament is all about. You know that the state is more responsible than any other entity, friends, concerning mass genocide in the history of mankind. The state is. Okay? And keep in mind, again, friends, this all started with the headline, "Majority of Americans want to tighten gun legislation." Baloney. Bull feathers. Not true. And again, if they can't just blatantly take them out of your hands, friends, they want some black-robed tyrant, some federal judge, America, to interpret for us what it plainly says to us. And when I take it back again to what James Madison said, listen carefully. He said, do not separate text from historical background. What is it that your forefathers established? Okay, don't separate that from the present. Because if you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which only can end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. And go back to the first segment. Do you not see representatives in this country from the top to the bottom working hard to throw off our Constitution day in and day out? day and night, day in and day out, friends. They're working to overthrow who we are. And let me remind you, before this next break, you, America, are the great obstacle to the New World Order. You are the great obstacle because you armed are an armed people. You know, what they want to do is, going back to these judges, they want to tell you who the militia is. Well, when you go back to our forefathers, again, keeping it in text and keeping it in context with what our forefathers told us to do, keep the historical background in place. What was the reason they armed us in the first place? Because of tyranny. Do you remember what George Mason again said? Address to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788. He said, I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. Guess what these black-robed tyrants don't want you to see? So they can take the text from historical background. They don't want you to understand what your forefathers established and why they established it the way that they established it. And again, this all comes down to common sense. But again, let me blow the trumpet. This is all happening, friends, under Donald Trump. Okay? This is all happening under Donald Trump. Let me remind you of what he said right after this alleged shooting, which we still do not have the evidence for, or that of even Las Vegas yet, friends. But keep in mind, he was the one that said, take the guns first. Due process second. And it amazes me. He's trying to disarm the American people. Because what he did is he blurted out the truth as to what was in his heart, in his confusion, and it got out there. And then you have all these conservatives just lavishing themselves over Donald Trump, trying to defend what he said or how he said it. No, he said what he said, and we understand how he said it. But I want to remind you, and I want to remind Donald Trump and the federal government and state governments, that a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves. And by the way, good sheriffs are all about this. Ask Sheriff Mack. And include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Richard Henry Lee, Federal Farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788. How does that fly in the face of what you're seeing today, America? It does nothing but fly in the face of the propagandists and what they're trying to promulgate through another lie day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Either you're going to be educated, America, and you're going to respond to what you now know, or you're going to be disarmed. Either you're going to rid yourself of corrupt politicians, or your guns are going to be removed from you. Mark my words and look to history. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Liberty, you have with you your truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to pull Anthony Kern up, state representative out of Arizona. Welcome to the show, and thank you for jumping on with such short notice, Tony. Yesterday, I'd actually walked into the grocery store, and there it was on the headlines of the local star, they call it, the Communist Star, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, and it said that the majority of Americans want tighter gun legislation. Now, when I was doing the tea parties down in Arizona, you had shared with me in private some of the things that they're trying to pass through right now concerning tighter gun legislation on a federal level. Can you kind of share with some of the people some of the details concerning that bill that's being drawn up right now?
Yeah, absolutely, Bradley. Thank you for having me on your show. So what's being presented to the legislature down here in Arizona is what they call safe schools. It's safe schools legislation, but it doesn't really focus, in my opinion, on the safe schools. To me, it focuses more on allowing individuals to file what they call severe threat orders of protection, or stop, file them with local law enforcement, and those orders of protection go before a judge, and you could, the average citizen could have their firearms taken away for up to 180 days.
180 days. Didn't you also share with me concerning that bill what would happen if someone had basically just put a hit out on you concerning a phone call? That's probably the best way to say it. Make a phone call the authorities. They can incarcerate you, bring you down, sit you down in front of a judge, and then the judge would decide as if you're sane enough, healthy enough mentally to actually own a gun. Isn't that true?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely, Bradley. That's true. So my fear is that we're on a slippery slope, and because the national media is putting on their airwaves and in their newspapers that the majority of Americans feel there needs to be tighter gun legislation. I think a lot of politicians are reactive to so-called polling. And so here in Arizona, what part of the safe school legislation is anyone can file, basically anyone can file one of these stop orders for whatever reason. Now, it has to be clear and convincing evidence, which raises the threshold. It also, you can be jailed for filing frivolous stop orders. And but that's not going to stop anybody. I mean, since when, you know, are we since when are we a nation that abides by the law? I mean, you see it all over the media. There's a lot of people that just don't really care what the law says. So it to me, it's just a slippery slope. And you can file on anybody for whatever reason.
Are you seeing, though, I can just probably go down the street, I can go to a gas station, and I can probably just talk to the average Joe or the average Mary and ask them, so what are your thoughts about tighter gun legislation? I mean, what are your constituents saying even in the state of Arizona? Though Arizona's a little bit, it's a different monster in a positive way than most states, what are the constituents there saying? Are they in overwhelming favor of tighter gun legislation, or is it just you better get this off my back? What's the response?
Yeah, thanks, Bradley. A good, great question. So the media is again out there. The Arizona media, they're out there telling people, telling everyone that the polls show the public wants stricter gun laws. But when I go one on one, or if I'm in a presentation giving a speech, people will come up to me and say, what is going on with the governor? Why is our governor, Governor Ducey, caving in to and taking away or moving towards taking away our Second Amendment? Now, it's all under the guise of you know, trying to take care of the school shootings. But and there are parts of the bill that I do like, and that is they're going to reinforce school resource officers are going to provide money for them. They're going to train ex-military and retired police officers to be in schools. They're going to do suicide prevention. You know, but again, you have this stop order, and to me, it's a slippery slope. My constituents do not want it. I do not want it. I do not want to be voting on anything that will add another law to our books. And when you add laws that are to me unconstitutional, or have to do with firearms or freedom of speech, the ones that it hurts are the law-abiding citizens. You could take every gun away from every citizen in this nation, and criminals are still going to find guns, and you're still going to have school shootings.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is, and every time we see some of these, or every time we do see, it's safe to say this, whenever we see another shooting, it's interesting how you see corrupt representatives, first, along with, in correlation with the media, which is controlled. Nobody doubts this anymore. And it's interesting how these two work together, working and chipping away at the rights of the American people, only to blame the law-abiding citizens for the crimes of those that have used a weapon in a crime illegally. Why is it that the law-abiders always blame for the crime of the minority, hands down, easy? And I know that we're ruled by law and we're a republic, we're not a democracy, but I do have to throw that wording in there because it's just absolutely ridiculous. And to be honest with you, Tony, to me it's very telling that this is the propaganda. These are the same talking points over and over and over again. And what's even more hypocritical than all of that is when these representatives are continuously trying to, you know, dummy down the population to accept more gun control until there's nothing left at the end of the day, because that's what it's aimed at. It's interesting that these representatives are standing there with armed security detail round about them.
Yeah, absolutely, Bradley. It's kind of funny when you see that the same representatives and politicians that want to take away our gun rights, they're standing there fully protected with armed bodyguards and all that. So, you know, you hit on a couple points, what the legislation is, to me, it's a reactionary piece of legislation. It hasn't been thought out. It's a response to a youth movement or so-called movement.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a bunch of leftist, commie-saturated youths that have been trained to do what mm-hmm. they're doing, and the national media pick it up, and they make it seem like all of the youth are leaving their schools and marching for life and for their lives, and that is simply not true. There are a lot of students that are pro Second Amendment that are also doing the same thing, but you do not hear that on the media. The media wants the narrative of remove the Second Amendment, limit your constitutional liabilities, your constitutional freedoms, and they want the narrative of basically anti-constitution, anti-American. And so you have just a national narrative that I don't think the majority of the population believe, but we've got to stand up and fight, and you've got to elect people in this election year, especially Republicans that believe in this, in the Constitution and our Second Amendment rights. You have got to make sure you get out and vote, and you get people out that are like-minded, and they get out and vote.
What is the support that you have from your constituents there? I know that we continuously, when we talk to representatives, senators, whatever the case might be, they always remind us that, listen, yeah, there may be people out there that have a real problem with this unconstitutionality concerning what corrupt representatives, again, are anti-constitutionalists. That's really what we should call them, communists for what they are. But it's interesting to note that they're always, when your constituents are talking about these people, they're always telling us that there's not enough support. Do you see that, or do you see an overwhelming amount of support? And if not, what kind of support is it that you need to kick back against this unconstitutional bill that's being processed or thrown down the people's throats across the boards in the United States?
Right. Yeah. And so let's talk support. So if your listeners have candidates in any one of their districts that they like, the first thing I would do is send them a check. Send them $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford, and make sure that you send that to the person that you represent, that you like. You want to make, because it costs money to do politics. Second thing is I'd like to see write-in campaigns. I'd like to see email campaigns. I'd like to see in our legislature, I have yet to see Second Amendment groups come down there and do walk-ins. Hey, we support the Second Amendment. We are behind you, legislature, and we stand for Second Amendment and freedom. What we do see coming down to the Capitol lot is the leftists and the resist movement. And these youth that are paraded around as if they speak for all youth. These teachers now in Arizona, you have the teacher movement, Red for Ed, and they are demanding a 20% pay increase. And all you see as a legislator is the teachers that are out there that are union and that are anti-Republican, basically. They're promoting Democrat candidates. They're promoting Democrat platforms. But we need to see the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
And we don't see that.
That's right. Tony, thank you for the 10 minutes that I needed you for. Again,
sure.
We appreciate you. Tony, Anthony Kern, state representative out of Arizona, again, folks, putting the trumpet up to his mouth, letting you know what's going on under this current administration. Again, what he is talking about is those that are out there doing. It's not those that are complaining about this unconstitutional, un-American, illegal bill that they're attempting to pass through on a federal level throughout the United States of America. They're finding that those that mean to tear away your God-given rights are busy doing the work. I mean, folks, Scripture tells us clearly, and I'm speaking to those that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, you know, you're to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. How is it that your enemy has figured that out, but you haven't? Again, America, either you're going to rid yourself of corrupt politicians, or else you're going to lose your right to bear arms.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, We cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Talking about do not separate text from historical background. Well, this is what they're attempting to do. By the way, when you talk about this polling that Tony Kern from the state of Arizona, the representative out there, was talking about, keep in mind the polling is all contrived, of course. And you notice how it's always in the center. It's always 47% versus 53%, or 40% equals, you know, against 60%. Well, the majority of the American people, listen, I don't listen to me carefully. All of you networks, all of you anti-gunners, I don't care that you want to disarm yourselves, fools. I don't care. I don't even know that you believe that. This is just the media pushing their agenda. That's all this is. There is no percentage that is in favor of disarmament. Folks, I go down the street, talk to Joe, talk to Mary, talk to Suzanne, talk to Timmy. The only ones that you're going to hear about that, friends, are those that have come from the colleges or some of, not all, not even close, some of these little useful idiots being raised up like that of David Hogg. This polling is completely contrived from start to finish, period. Just so you know. And I don't care if 99.9% of you want tighter gun control or gun restrictions and legislation. That's your bad, not mine. I have God-given rights to me to protect myself from tyranny, period, period, period. And it's not about hunting, friends. Let's get away from that diplomacy, okay? Seduction and another guy's. That's the safe way of playing or being politically correct and what it's really about. You know why you got those guns. Don't sit there and play the fool in the face of your adversary. My goodness. And by the way, those that are Christians, why don't you read Luke 11:21 before you talk about disarmament as well? We got a phone call from Illinois. We got Mark Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you. You know, I listened to Erin Dakin's True Travel back when she was on Genesis Network, and I listened to this show, this one particular show that I'm going to talk to you about, and I listened to it like three different times, and she had a guest on there. There was a woman whose husband was a senator, and he talked about this bill that these Edomite Jew bastards in America got pushed through, and they got this bill pushed through, and they actually got it in law, and they got it in law so they can kill Christians. And you can go back, and you can go back and talk to Erin Dakin's. You can get a hold of her, and you can find out every fact that I'm stating is a fact. It's not a conspiracy. So the bottom line is they want to take away our weapons so the Edomite bastards can kill all of us. That's their plan.
Yeah, that's their plan. You know, the bottom line is just for the sake of time, I'm going to move on here. Just for the sake of time, you know, the bottom line is I don't care. I don't know why people spend so much time magnifying the power in word of the 1.7% that are being used to destroy us. Yes, you heard me right. I don't care. With God on your side, you're always in the majority. And over and over and over and over and over again, all across the boards, that's not an overstatement, an embellishment in any sense of the word. People sit there and they magnify the enemy rather than the God that bestows power upon us to deal with the enemy, which far outweighs that of tyranny in any sense of the word within and without America. Armed, by the way, or disarmed, it matters not. But instead of magnifying the crimes, why don't we magnify the law against the crime? How many times I've given this analogy? How many times I've given this enlightenment, and I thank God for it, through the revelation of the Holy Ghost? Common sense comes into play. The way that you deter crime is to bring about judgment. And I have been talking about, folks, that you're either going to get rid of corrupt politicians. Folks, let's call them for what they are. Criminal politicians. And by the way, those that are even drawing up these bills that run in contradiction or antithetical to our Constitution, they need to be removed. They need to be removed. And I want you to remember what Tony Kern just got done saying, the state rep from Arizona. I have yet to see pro-Second Amendment people walk through these halls and show support for the Second Amendment. He said, but I have seen these communists, he called them the leftists and the communists, going through the halls, telling representatives that we're for disarmament. But when you go out on the streets, again, you're going to find the vast majority, which I don't care about, minority or majority, it matters not to me, but you are going to find, just to kind of put polling in perspective here, friends, into scope, you're going to find the majority of the people are going to say, you're not disarming me. And by the way, if this was true, why is it that every time someone talks about new gun legislation, why is it that gun sales skyrocket? Folks, your polling is completely, it's poisoned, it's tainted, it's contrived, it's way over-embellished. And again, what comes to my aid is Saul Alinsky and his tactic. Cause the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, if it was true concerning their polling, gun sales wouldn't be skyrocketing. Everybody talks every time somebody in the administration talks about gun control. And I want to tell you what, America, this is going to continue on. Day after day. And it's going to go on month after month, year after year, until you deal with and vet and clean and drain the swamp. Because Donald Trump is not going to drain the swamp. He's the man, he's the public image and the figure, friends, that's playing the man that everybody loves while he, behind closed doors and open doors, is signing legislation to attempt to disarm the American people. Well, Bradley, that's a little extreme. He's not trying to disarm us. No, little by little they are. To the point where, folks, you can't be painted into a corner any further than you already have. For him to encroach upon your rights a little bit more is just that much closer to you being disarmed at length. Your backs are up against the wall. How many more walls? Should we remove that one and give you another wall? Because for some reason, the American people believe that we still have more time to do it. We still have more time. We still have more time. No, you don't. Your enemy doesn't even operate that way, America. They're busy. They're busy trying to, again, throw their propaganda on a bunch of people that will become their useful idiots. And again, let me remind you, and I'm doing this on purpose, friends. I'm doing this on purpose. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians, or else you're going to be disarmed. It's that simple. Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. I can spend all day giving you quotes from your forefathers, friends, regardless of what questions asked. But what you're seeing today in your country is just that. They're separating text from historical background. They don't want you to know your history. By the way, that's why your history books and your science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years in this country. You know, one of the things that I do when I do high schools, colleges, whatever the case is, how many of you guys know your rights? How many of you know your founding documents? They laugh at me. I'll say, if you don't know your founding documents, you don't have any rights. And if you don't know your rights, guess what? You don't have any rights. And then I ask them the question, how many in this room have had grandpas and grandmas and mothers and fathers and, brothers and sisters and cousins and neighbors that have served in foreign wars? Many in which have fought, bled, and even died, upholding the Constitution that you don't even know. All of a sudden, I have them for 2.5 hours, friends, because nobody's ever told them that before. Wait a second. And then by the end of my program, which is 2.5, 3 hours long, guess what? All of a sudden, you have a converted group of people that are willing to stand up, and now they want to know about their history. They want to know what they're supposed to do. And we're the ones, the older generation now, that needs to take responsibility and lead the way, rather than letting these, a small amount of people in your country be used, along with the cameras, friends, to attempt to disarm you. You are the great stumbling block, America. You're the great stumbling block. And they're going to continuously do this. And again, keep in mind, I'm going to say it again and write it down. This is all purposed. All of this is all purposed. If you're not going to obey my commandments, I'm going to turn this nation into hell. Your enemy thinks that he is in control of all of this domestic insurrection, when in fact he has no idea that he's being used to bring chastisement and judgment upon a people that have forsaken, wickedly forsaken their God. Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2, 38, not in that order, check it out. Matthew 3, 2, love you by what we do, 1 John 3, 18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.